that whoever believes in him, to believe is more important, there's more than intellectual agreement, than Jesus is God. It means to put our trust and confidence in him, that he alone can save us. It is to put Christ in charge of our present plans and eternal destiny. Some historians clump Christ with Moses, Muhammad, Confucius, and other spiritual leaders. But Jesus refuses to share. He declares, "I am the way," not "I know the way" or "I show the way," but "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me." In this day of the world shrinking, cultures blending, borders bending, and the day of inclusion, then all roads must lead to heaven, right? Wrong. Listen to what other major religions claim. Islam says that Jesus was not crucified. Judaism refuses to claim the Christ as the Messiah. Buddhists look toward nirvana, which is achieved after no less than 547 incarnations. Humanists do not acknowledge a creator of life. Spiritists read the palms. Hindus perceive a plural and impersonal God. Most of all these religions say that you can save you, while Jesus says that my death on the cross saves you, that whoever believes in me will have everlasting life. John Todd was very young when the death of his parents left him orphaned. He was one of several children, and as was common in the early 1800s, he and all his siblings were farmed out to relatives. An aunt offered to take John. She sent her servant by the name of Caesar to bring John to her. The boy climbed on the back of the horse, wrapped his small arms around the man, and set out for her house. His questions unveiled his fears. "Will she be there?" "Oh, yes," Caesar answered. "She'll be waiting for you." "Well, I like living with her." "My son, you fall into good hands. Will she love me?" The servant was patient and softened his reply. "Ah, she has a big heart." "Do you think she will go to bed before we get there?" "Oh, no. She'll be sure to wait up for you. You'll see when we get out of these woods. You'll see her candle in the window." Sure enough, as they neared the house, John saw a candle in the window. It was his aunt standing in the doorway. As he shyly approached the porch, she reached down, kissed him, and said, "Welcome home." We will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is preparing for you a place, a perfect place, a perfected people, overseen by a perfect God. And at the right time, he will come and take you home, saying, "Welcome home." Let us pray. Father, I believe you love this world. You gave your one and only Son so I can live forever with you. Apart from you, I die. With you, I live. I choose life. I choose you. Amen.